Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Hey, Jesus didn't come back this weekend. But you know, he might come back sometime this week, and won't that be great? We are looking again this week at Philippians chapter 2 on having the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, says the Apostle Paul to the Philippian church. And we've discovered some amazing things. Hey, listen, if you didn't catch last week, write to me and we'll send you out notes or a tape or whatever you need, okay? But listen to me. Jesus Christ came to this earth and he was motivated. He was a motivated guy, a focused guy. And he accomplished the job that he was here to do. And wouldn't you like to do and accomplish the things that God has got you on this earth for? And Jesus Christ, we discovered, was motivated by reverence, and he was motivated by the love of redemption. But I'm going to tell you something else today, and it may surprise you. Do you know that Jesus Christ was also motivated by reward? You know, that may shock you. I've heard so many Christians say things like, "Oh, I don't want any reward. I just don't want any recognition from God. I am just a humble servant of God, and I do these things because they are right." Sounds very noble. And we would applaud you, except that's not how Jesus viewed it. No, it's not. Because remember the scripture in Hebrews 12 and verse 2. It says this about Jesus. It says, "Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." Did you hear that? "Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Do you know what? Jesus Christ knew that there was a reward after the cross, a reward of immeasurable joy waiting for him after the cross. The best was yet to come, and he kept his eye on the reward. And listen to me, my dear friend, the best is yet to come. Oh yeah, God does reward us on earth, but that's not the reward we should be seeking. The reward that Jesus had his eye on was a reward beyond this life. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Jesus Christ was willing to wait for this reward until he ascended to glory. Now, preacher, are you talking about eternal life? Is that the reward you're talking about? No. Because if you've trusted in Jesus Christ, you already have eternal life. It's a free gift. You got it when you came to the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he died for your sins and asking for forgiveness. Well, then what's a reward? Well, you know, the scripture only gives us glimpses of it, but it talks about a crown of life. It talks about gaining the prize, the crown of righteousness. And I don't know whether these things are crowns with literal jewels, but I do know this, that the Lord said to Abraham in Genesis 15:1, "Fear not, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." I know he said in Revelation 22, "Behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me." He is our reward, and that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus bean.